Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, good morning. Jetta Camera in here for Gilio and Hugh. The connection down to Radio Row just zapped out. I was just fortunately still in the building as I had rolled down the hallway, soon to leave, but still here. And they grabbed me and said, hey, hop back on the air, which I'm happy to do. All right, so let's crank it up here at 215-592-9494. Obviously, if you listened to our program this morning, we had a million callers on hold right at the end of the show. And then, unfortunately, a lot of people obviously dropped off, as is sometimes the case when we transition from one show to the next. But if you want to weigh in, please do on anything and everything we discussed this morning. Really, more than anything, how you're feeling. You know, 6 days out from the Super Bowl. Now, I don't know how long we're going to hold it here until we get the connection back, because obviously the objective is to connect with Joe and Hugh.
Partying too hard, don't know how to run the machines.
Exactly.
You know.
And get those guys back on the air. We'll do that shortly. But in the meantime, hop aboard 215-592-9494. Rhea just rolled back in the studio as well. I mean, Rhea, what a week.
Right? I just smashed my hip on the way in here. Ava got me, so I'm running in. And
not good.
It was not pretty. I'm getting more confident as the days go on.
Why?
Because it's just looking at the matchups. I mean, you know, obviously Mahomes is better. Okay, we get that. But I just keep looking, especially against that offensive line. I think Jalen Carter can wreck it.
He can.
You know, and I know we keep talking, they haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher, okay? They've allowed, I mean, you look at the Texans playoff game they had. They allowed 147. That was C.J. Stroud and Joe Mixon.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Bills game. They all 147, 149 in that game. That was the combination of Cook and Allen.
Yep.
I think the combination of Saquon and Jalen could be huge in this game.
Well, it's an incredible combination. I mean, you're talking about two in the best of the business, obviously, at that. I mean, Jalen is, you know, probably top three or four in the league at running as a quarterback. Yeah. And Saquon. I mean, Saquon's number one.
So I think that combination.
Plus the offensive line.
Yes.
I mean, the bottom line is the Chiefs obviously are very good defense, have been for a couple years now. They've kind of flipped from where they were a few years back as a heavy offensive team to a better defensive team. But they have not faced any combination of players on offense. It's like what the Eagles bring to the table.
No,
which is a great thing. All right, let's get some calls in here. I know Kyle's working on reestablishing the connection with Joe and Hugh down in New Orleans, and they've got guests planned, the whole deal. In the meantime, we'll be with you at 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Jeff in Wilmington. Jeff, good morning.
Joe and Rhea, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How's it going, Jeff?
Overtime.
I was going to say Joe and Hugh.
Exactly.
I'm with you. I'm getting a little bit more confident each day. Our offensive and defensive line, I think, are superior on both sides of the ball to what Kansas City has or what they have to offer to stop it.
Well, you know, that's normally a big indicator, Jeff. We talk a lot, obviously, about the team with the better quarterback typically wins the Super Bowl. I mean, there's no question about that. But a big part of it also is who controls the line of scrimmage. And that is a big part of how the Eagles really succeeded in 2017 and could play a big part in this game.
I also don't think we should blitz Mahomes very much, because now we have a defensive backfield that can handle coverage without having to blitz and put too much pressure on a quarterback.
Fangio doesn't like to blitz. I think we know that.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, there's always that cry, we need to put more pressure on the quarterback, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's not really the way it works with this team this year, mainly because of our defensive backfield is so good. So, I'm not going to say it's going to be a blowout. I never give scores because I have no idea what it is. I don't bet.
Yep.
I just think it's going to be I'm going to go ahead and say it's going to be a comfortable win.
I'll be shocked if it's that, Jeff. I'll be shocked. I mean, and I'll say this for no other reason than this fact. The Eagles did not have many comfortable wins this year, even when they played the Carolinas of the world. You know,
It was Cincinnati.
And Dallas twice.
And Dallas twice, yeah.
And Jeff, here's part of how I define that. To me, a game when you're up by four with 4 minutes left and then you score a touchdown to go up by 11, I wouldn't call that a – I mean, I know in the end it looks like a comfortable win because you win by 11, but almost every Eagles game was hanging in the balance with 5 minutes left. So, and KC ain't Carolina.
In real time, I tell you what I did. In real time, the game with Washington was like, oh, man, it just seemed too close. when you go back, I went back and watched it without any emotion, obviously knowing the outcome.
Yep.
I don't think the Eagles were really in that much trouble in that game. It just took a little while to get going. And their formula has been slow to start,
yeah,
strong to finish. So,
well, generally, except for the one playoff game where they cranked it up early, that generally that is correct. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Big V. He's calling from Mount Laurel. Good morning, Big V. What up, Big V?
Hey, listen.
Big V, here's the deal. I need you to cut to the chase. And actually, matter of fact, I'm gonna hold off on that. I was gonna say cut to the chase quickly so I can get to Joe and Hugh. But let me save your time, Big V, so they can field your phone call. Kyle, we got Joe and Hugh.
Yep, they're back.
Let's go down to New Orleans. Fellas, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing good.
Good morning, Joe.
What's happening, everybody?
Well, you know, we're just troubleshooting down here. We're getting the kinks out, starting it off. Joe, we appreciate you you holding it down for us. How's Philadelphia this morning?
Very excited. A little bit cold, very excited. All right, Joe, who do you guys got coming up on the show today?
Well, we got Merrill Reese coming up today.
Merrill Reese.
We'll have Merrill as we do every Monday. And then we got a bunch of guests coming up rest of the week with Greg Olson will be with us later in the week.
We ain't got nobody today.
Today, Merrill.
We kind of talk to Merrill all the time.
Yeah, I know. Here, we're trying to get on the air, buddy.
I love it.
One step at a time.
Guys, we're going to turn it over to you. You guys rock and roll, man. Take it for the next four.
We appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Have a good one, man.
All right, there he goes. Joe to camera, holding it down for us. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, I did have some quick quip to say, but I forgot what it was. I'm just happy to be here. That's it. I'm just happy to be here today.
Well, I'm just happy we're on the air.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just happy to be here.
If we're being totally honest, I'm happy. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard as we are live in New Orleans on Radio Row here, starting us off to start this week.
It's a lot going on down
here. Yeah, Hugh, I agree.
It's a lot. And it's like I can barely hear you speaking to me. But we're going to make it work today.
We're going to make it work.
We are going to make this work.
We got the best of the best here with us down in New Orleans. All right. So before we get going here, Hugh, as we try to get our bearings back, and Kyle's back in Philadelphia, of course, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here.
That's what I'm here. I knew something wasn't right. Wait a minute. I think they're all like that, Joe.
You good now?
No, but I feel like they're picking up everything. These mics are hella picking up everything.
Sure are. Sure. Let's say hi to Kyle back in the studio. Kyle, how is everything in Philadelphia?
We are currently freaking out back here.
Okay.
I mean, at least I can speak for myself personally.
You mean about the setup down here and the audio or the game?
The entire ordeal. I mean,
okay, yeah. It's an ordeal.
We're going to get it together.
Yeah. I'm also going to need somebody down there to work on your mic a little bit.
It's just a disaster.
You can hear it, though, right? It's like these mics
it's
are
brutal.
Picking up everything.
You know what we're going to do? How about this? How about we take some calls here, let other people talk.
How about we calm down?
We calm down, and then we'll settle in, and we'll start talking about everything, including a thought I have on this game. You know, when I need to calm down, I go to my friend Big V. What's up, Big V in Mount Laurel?
What's up, Joe? What's up, Big V?
What's up, man?
Hey, Big V.
Yo, sound like a lot of bourbon on Bourbon Street going on down there.
That's some of it. I think so. There's a lot of nerves when you start Super Bowl week, Big V. No question about it. What's on your mind today? What are you feeling?
Well, first, because you cut me off the last time and I couldn't say, you know, a thing to do, go to Mother's Restaurant. Best debris ever.
You got it. I wrote it down, Big V. We're going there later. Big
V. We're going to the restaurant?
Mother's Restaurant, yeah.
Mother's.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, if I get a chance to talk to you tomorrow, I'll give you another spot to hit. But listen, man, look, I am excited. I am pumped. I can't wait. I feel like a kid on Christmas Eve with this game.
Wow. We're getting close. I mean, once we got down here, Hugh, yesterday, you started to feel it. Like, you feel like we're literally here. We're in New Orleans. We're here. And you start getting the feel for the game now. Like, now it feels real. Last week it was that bye week. It feels real now. It's Super Bowl week.
Yeah, man, because we got down here. We rode down with a few Eagles fans, man. And we get here. It's a lot of Eagles fans that are already here. Yeah, it's starting to feel like that now. Definitely.
Oh, down here, they did the news that the Eagles have landed. And people were, it was like electric at the, I ain't going to give the restaurant any props. But, you know, it was great.
It's been electric everywhere. Yeah, the flight yesterday, the pilot was talking about beating the Chiefs. I mean, yeah, this is going to be a takeover. There's no question. There's going to be a ton of Eagles fans down here, Big V, which I expected, but now seeing it for sure.
okay, this is what you're going to see Sunday. You're going to see the Eagles prove to the world that they're the next dynasty. You're going to see Jalen give the best quarterback performance in NFL history. You're going to see Saquon, you know, just manhandling that defense, running around them like, you know, like the Three Stooges. It's going to be electric. The Eagles are going to come up top. It's going to be at least a two-touchdown win.
So we're starting with dynasty talk? Is that what we're doing to start off?
Dynasty talk, brother. Dynasty.
Here we don't have one Super Bowl with this group, but now we're talking dynasty.
I mean, that's how it is, man. You know, it's funny. I was talking to some other folks over there, and I kept telling them that's kind of what it is in Philadelphia. That's what we do.
That's what we do, brother. We expect nothing but excellence. And if the team plays that way as a team, everybody operating, giving themselves a putting themselves in a position for success, that Vince Lombardi trophy is coming back to where it belongs. Philly,
love,
baby.
Love it, Big V. Big V, we appreciate the phone call. Big V's starting the week off here, Hugh, with immense confidence, which I'm not surprised about. Right?
That's it's Philadelphia, man. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. Even if it's not realistic, it's immense confidence.
So how was your first night, Hugh? Like, what's the feeling here now in New Orleans? You ready? You settled in? We ready to roll?
Why you laughing, Joe? Because you know damn well what I did last night. I went to sleep. Why you laughing? I don't even know why you set it up like that.
Well, I'm just asking how you're feeling. I mean, you went to bed pretty early last night.
I was at the bed by 8. I kept telling y'all, though. I told y'all. I was feeling good.
Yep.
I had me a couple adult beverages. And hey, Kyle, I told him at dinner, I said, hey, listen, as soon as my room get ready, I'm going to sleep.
And I figured that was,
yeah. Ready, yeah, as soon as my room was ready, I went to bed.
And that was, you know, at 7:30 in the evening, 7:30. He was falling asleep at dinner.
I was tapped out. Hey, Kyle, I was tapped out.
It's 7:30 Central time, too.
Yeah, so that means, but listen, I was true to who I was because technically I was in the bed by 8:30.
You said that.
I told you all week I was going to be in the bed by 8:30.
What you didn't say with that was that you'd be falling asleep at dinner at 6:30. I mean, that you didn't tell anyone that. That you hit there.
All I heard was people laughing and calling me Pop Pop. I appreciate that.
Yeah, a little Pop Pop Douglas down here in New Orleans. That.